I've always loved the story about the chicken and the pig. It seems that they were treated very well by the farmer, and so the chicken and the pig wanted to do something very nice for the farmer. So the chicken came up with an idea. He said, "Tomorrow morning we're going to cook him breakfast." And he told the pig, "I'll supply the eggs and you supply the bacon." Okay. Well, the pig thought about it for a couple minutes and says, "Well, I'm not so sure about that. See, for you, that's a donation. For me, that's a total commitment." In the Eucharist, Jesus gives us Himself totally. It's not a partial gift. The Eucharist is Jesus' total gift of Himself, body, blood, soul, divinity, to us in the most blessed sacrament. The Eucharist is Emmanuel, God with us. God is not a distant God. God has become flesh in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. The Eucharist is Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is God. It's as simple as that. That's what we believe as Catholics. The Eucharist is Jesus Christ and deserves the worship that we give to God, because the Eucharist is Jesus. Jesus is God. The Eucharist has so many beautiful titles. The word Eucharist, of course, means thanksgiving. One of the other titles of the Eucharist is the Blessed Sacrament. That of all the seven sacraments, the Eucharist is the Blessed Sacrament. The other sacraments lead us to Christ. The Eucharist is Christ. The Eucharist is also called Viaticum for those that are dying. Their last communion before they die is called their Viaticum, the food for the journey to eternal life with God. We also refer to the Eucharist as Holy Communion, which represents our fact that we become one with Christ when we receive Him in the Eucharist. Think back on the day of your first communion, the great joy that we had of making our first communion. I found a true story about Napoleon. Napoleon was at the height of his power, and one of his generals asked him what was the happiest day of his life. And expecting to hear the emperor name a great battle or a great victory, the general was surprised to hear Napoleon say, "My happiest day was the day of my first Holy Communion, for then I was brought nearest to my God." Isn't that quite a thought? Think back on the day of your first communion, the happiest day of our lives, the day we were brought closest to Almighty God. This great gift of the Eucharist is given to us at the Mass in a miracle that takes place on the altar every Sunday, even every day. And this is called transubstantiation, the word that every Catholic should know. And it simply means that at the moment of the consecration, when the priest says those words over the bread and over the wine, the bread and wine are changed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living, glorified, resurrected Christ, but the appearances of bread and wine remain the same. The appearances remain the same, but the substance has been changed. So it's a great miracle, because after the consecration, there is no more bread. There is no more wine. It's the substance of Christ's body appearing to us under the form of bread and wine, under the appearance of bread and wine. There was once a second grader about to make his first communion. He was brilliant. A very smart kid. His dad was a scientist. And right before the first communion, a few weeks before, he told the priest, "I can't make my first communion. Because I'm going to be a scientist like my dad, and he and I only believe things we can see. Since I can't see Jesus there, I don't believe He's there." And the priest said, "Well, what if we did this? What if we took some bread and wine down to your dad's laboratory and exposed it to radiation? And what if we dosed it with radiation? Would you then eat that bread and drink that wine? After all, it still looks the same." And the boy said, "No, I would not eat that. It would be radioactive material under the appearance of bread and wine." And the priest says, "Exactly. If we can do that in our laboratory, why can't God do that on the altar. At those words of consecration, the bread and wine become Jesus. A different substance, but under the appearances of bread and wine. So just as that bread and wine exposed to radiation would look exactly the same, but it would be radioactive, even though the appearances would not have changed. The substance, though, would have. The same thing with the Eucharist. Even though the appearances of bread and wine are there, it has become a different reality. It has become the living God, Jesus Christ. Why do we believe this as Catholics? Very simply, we take Jesus at His word. Jesus said it, so we believe it. At the Last Supper He said, "This is My body. This is the cup of My blood." He didn't say, "This symbolizes My body, this represents My body, this reminds you of My body." He didn't say that. He said, "This is My body." And since Jesus Christ is God, He can neither lie, He cannot deceive nor be deceived. He cannot lie. So when He said it was His body, it is His body. And we as Catholics are faithful to the Bible, faithful to that teaching of Jesus Christ. And this was believed for 1,500 years by all the Catholics for 1,500 years, until the time, of course, of the Protestant revolt from the Church, when many broke away from the Church. That's when they began to think of the Eucharist as a symbol, as a reminder, as a representation. But for 1,500 years, it was believed by the Christians that, of course, it was Jesus Christ. Now, what should we do today on this feast day of Corpus Christi to thank the Lord? Well, we should return love for love. Jesus is present in the Blessed Sacrament because it's the sacrament of love. He wants us to receive Him every Sunday in the state of grace, to receive Him worthily and reverently, with great respect, because we're receiving our Lord and our God, as Thomas the Apostle said, "My Lord and my God." And then, of course, we should visit Him in the Blessed Sacrament. When we come to our Adoration Chapel, our Adoration Chapel is open 140 hours a week, 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, from Sunday afternoon to Saturday mornings, day and night, 24 hours a day. And you can go day or night to spend time with love, to spend time with Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And you can spend time, as Mother Teresa said, that when you look back on your deathbed, the most important time you spent during your life will be time spent before the Blessed Sacrament. The most special, the most beautiful time on earth is time spent with the Lord in the Holy Eucharist. So when you stop by, make a visit, even for 5 minutes. When you visit a friend, you can stop in for a few minutes or visit your best friend, Jesus. Or you can try to stay an hour and pick an hour each week to spend with the Lord. Even when you drive by the church, make the sign of the cross and say a prayer. Say a prayer such as, "My Lord and my God," or "Jesus, I love you," in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And try to make what's called a spiritual communion. If you cannot physically receive Jesus sacramentally, you can say a prayer, which is called a spiritual communion. Here's one example. "My Jesus, I believe that You are present in the Most Holy Sacrament. I love You above all things, and I desire to receive You into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive You sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace You as if You were already there, and I unite myself wholly to You. Never permit me to be separated from You." Isn't that a beautiful thing to do? The saints did this all the time. Every time they heard the church bells ring, every time they passed the church, every time they thought about it, they made a spiritual communion, and it gave them tremendous graces. So this is how we return love for love. This is how we do this, by faithfully attending Mass, receiving the Lord in the state of grace, reverently and worthily, coming to Mass perhaps even every day, and then spending time before the Blessed Sacrament in the Adoration Chapel. God bless you.